Welcome back, and this is our day in history, May the 7th, and what you're hearing is the great Jimmy Ruffin. Happy birthday, Jimmy Ruffin, born on this day in 1939. What became of the brokenhearted, one of the great soul songs of all time, to lead us into this lovely day on May the 7th. And May the 7th, some things did happen. Way back in history, there's a bunch of things that happened in the old part of history. In the year 351, this was the Jewish revolt against Gallus. And when he came to Antioch, there was a rebellion that came for independence that began in 351. And on this day, Joan of Arc is said in 1429, in the Siege of Orleans in France, that she pulled an arrow out of her own shoulder and returned to the battle wounded to lead the final charge. This was the turning point in the Hundred Years' War the Europeans fought with one another. This was also a day that New Orleans was founded by Jean-Baptiste Lamont de Bienville. And on this day, it's a little bit later in 1794, Robespierre, during the French Revolution, banned the Catholic Church and tried to push the Catholic Church back. And he created this on this day, a universalist religion called the Cult of the Supreme Being at their national convention. And we talked about this a few days back that happened in Memphis. But this was happening all across the South right after the Civil War and the beginnings of Reconstruction. This time it was in New Orleans and also happened in Mobile, Alabama in 1867, beginning on this day, May the 7th, when demonstrators staged write-ins to protest segregation on streetcars in New Orleans, to integrate streetcars, which is the push for total equality that took place after the Civil War. And many of these things took place in this year, around this time in 1867. And just think about how slow things go and how fast they go now. It was in 1952 that the first integrated circuit, which is the basis of all modern computers, was first published by this guy, Jeffrey Dummer. 1952. And now when things seem to roll out, they roll out and then boom, they take over the world. But this actually started, that created all this computer revolution on this day in 1952. And that is our day in history from May the 7th. Always makes me think of 7 Days in May, the movie that came out in the early 60s about the army taking over America. But that didn't happen on this day, May the 7th. And if you want to find out more about what happened on this day, May the 7th, go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. You'll find out all the things we couldn't get to and see what happened on this day in history, May the 7th.